Beaming into your brain waves, the master of the magical, the titan of the technological, the captain of the mothership Jokecast, your host, Dr. Notorious.
Hello.
Trying to make a cool entrance?
Always. Okay.
What's up?
Something's been bugging me, and I'll edit this part out. Were you at some point an adult film star?
No.
Okay. I don't know why that got into my head, why I thought that. Okay. Like, why would Howard Stern be calling you otherwise?
Because I'm interesting.
I know that.
Because I told you my friend was friends of his, and I was on, well, not going to go there.
Okay.
But I was joking, and I said I should be on Howard's show, and I didn't realize he was going to actually, I didn't actually realize that he knew him personally.
Oh, okay.
And then he just started calling me like a week or two later. So I was like, okay.
It was something Turetsky said, like in the very first time you and I talked with him. It was just him playing
what
fucking mind games with me.
Yeah, you know, I listened to that. You know, it's pretty much just me and you.
Yeah, I know. He does not ad lib well. He does not ad lib. Everything he does is like really like he has to think out his torture.
But then every time he talked, we couldn't hear him anyway.
Exactly, because he's like outside on his fucking patio vaping.
Yeah, I was glad that it wasn't just me. You were like, yeah, he's gone. But yeah,
Vaping just looks like you're sucking on a robot's dick.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, all the time. He's out there.
Oh, and he gets on my case about cigarettes, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Cigarettes are disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying.
I used to smoke cigarettes. They're disgusting.
Oh, I know. That's why I haven't been, like, smoking, really. And I don't want to smoke. I'm going on vacation, and I'm going with nobody that smokes. So that's
going
to be really
helpful. Where
are
you going?
Florida. For, you know, I just go like every year to visit a friend I met online.
Oh, okay. I know. I want to have
like
a convention.
I
need to like
an anchor convention.
Yeah, here in Columbus, because Columbus is actually pretty
of course,
fucking
by
cool.
You.
No, it's because it's a very central location. It's like 3 hours from everywhere.
Hey, I'm by New York. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but the airport, you know, our airport's so much easier to get in and out of.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Newark Airport's not that bad.
And there's no traffic.
Well, there isn't in Newark.
Compared to, like, New York.
I never use Newark.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough to fly into Newark.
Why? Well, I wouldn't go there unless I had to go to the airport.
Well, exactly. There you go. Why would you, you know, I don't go anywhere unless I feel safe going into the neighborhood, too. Even though airports are always in the worst neighborhoods. It's either.
Yeah, but the airport's like in the middle of like nothing.
Yeah.
So it's not really.
Well, it has to be low buildings. It's all like distribution centers, warehouses that accept air freight, like frozen fish. And frozen
food. Oh, is that
food.
Why it always looks like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I understand.
So how long have you been thinking about this?
No, it's just I understand urban planning and urban development. Don't you pay attention to like when you take off in the plane and think about this stuff? And you realize.
Apparently not enough.
When you land at enough airports or you work in enough. Well, and also like my twin brother works in logistics and I worked in. I did like. Bureaucratic support stuff for warehouse work, like distribution chain stuff, and so I understand like how If you have an airport, you're going to have like what's called like air freight distribution centers, FADCs, next to said
Yeah,
airports.
New Jersey, New Jersey's like a lot of factories and stuff
Well,
anyway.
exactly. But then you have a lot of low income housing because
I
it's
don't know why
loud
they
over
call
there.
it the Garden State, really.
Because outside of the cities, like a huge part of New Jersey is all trees.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much. I mean, soon there's going to be nothing.
Well, you see, I think about like where I am, like I live in basically an urban forest.
Gotcha.
So like the especially the town I grew up in, the part of town I grew up in, they are like an like recognized as like an arborist's wet dream city because everyone wants to have big, huge, giant trees. You're basically living in the middle of a Neolithic forest, like a forest that was around when the native people were hunting and stuff like that through the rivers and
Sorry.
streams and stuff.
I know nothing about Ohio, like nothing.
And it's right next to Pennsylvania too.
That's weird. I don't know. I've never been there. I don't know anything about
That's
it,
why I'm gonna have the anchor,
really.
the Notorious Podcast Crew or the Anchor Podcast Club
Is that going to be like a sci-fi
convention.
convention?
No, I think it'll probably be more like drinking and bong hits
Oh yeah. Well,
and
at least I won't have to bring any weed, I guess.
podcasting. No, bring some, bring some, bring some. Bring whatever drugs you got.
That's funny. So, how's everything? How
Oh, terrible.
Oh, did you see? Oh, you didn't like see my pictures, did you, that I just put up? Is that why you were thinking
Well, the one of you in the bikini, yeah. Like the pole dancing
that?
looking thing? Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
And after listening to that thing on Taretsky's show, yeah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I just realized that I just put that up. And I'm like,
He
wait a
could
minute,
be on this call
maybe.
right now. Like my app is glitching. I invited like five people.
Oh, so there could be a lot of people on here, huh?
Right, they could just be listening to
And they're
us.
just silent?
Yeah.
That's rude.
And they're probably masturbating.
That's like really eavesdropping.
Right.
That's just weird.
How many people do you think masturbate and listen to your show?
Ew, hopefully none.
There's got to be at least one or two. Murphy's Law.
For what?
I don't,
Why? I
because
don't
you're a
even say
woman. Because
anything.
you're a woman. Shit like that
Yeah, but
happens
there's
to a
so many
woman.
people on there that talk really sexy and seductive, and
That's
I've
probably
heard
why
them.
I'm guessing there's some perv out there that's
Oh yeah, and I have
like
that somebody told me I had that little girl quality too, so.
the second you post something, you always get that one hit. It's that
Oh.
you look at the listener's
Oh, but you know
face.
what I did
It, it's
notice?
it's Captain Kangaroo with my face. No.
Actually, you know what I have
I'm just kidding.
noticed?
What? No.
That there's a lot of like other listeners now.
Yes, that's like every time. It's like I'll post something, and then like 20 minutes later, I'll just like casually be like, "What's up?" And it's like seven hits, and it's like all seven hits. Other listeners.
Those are
One,
the creepy ones.
iTunes, and then like seven other
Yeah,
listeners. Yeah.
I wonder what they're using. Ew.
Well, I think they're listening to it off like the website version.
Oh, is that what it shows up
I
as?
don't know. Oh, there's the dragon
No,
tooth.
because I've been on the website and it tells you to open in your favorite
No.
app or whatever. It doesn't really. You know, it's telling me to check in for my flight. Did you really do that like days before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, immediately
Why?
to get a good seat.
I already got a good
Are
seat.
you in first class?
No, but I'm
Okay.
in the front. I'm by the door,
Oh,
so they always make
I
me.
still check in, but I'm anal. Well, my wife checks in. She handles all the travel stuff. I just show up to things.
Well, because I make sure everything's done, you know, like I like to, you know, I'm really like nitpicky with that. Like I don't want to make sure like I don't have to worry about
Yeah.
anything. Like the hotel, everything. I have to call like 3 times. Are you sure my reservation's okay?
Yeah. Is this friend male or female? Oh,
Female.
okay.
But I met her, I actually met her like when I first got on the
Have you
internet,
ever lesbianed
and
with her? No.
no.
I'm turning into Howard Stern.
Yeah, really. What's up with that? You're supposed to be talking spaceships and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, I like that little the thing you did
What?
with the, the whole skit
Oh, the
thingy.
skit?
I like the little sound effects and the that was really cool.
Yeah, Turetsky texted me. He's like, that was my favorite episode you've ever done.
I like that. That was you really like know how to maneuver those things, huh?
Sometimes I get lazy and stupid. I don't know.
No, but that was good. I liked it. It was pretty cool. I mean, it made it more interesting than just a boring,
Mister, mister! Like
Not
tattoo or something.
me, but I liked the whole thing in general.
No, it was really good. You're awesome. Keep at it, babe.
I like the sound effects, though. It's cool.
I need to do the next one. I was hoping other people would join so we can do the next one. I need different voices besides mine for the chief.
Yeah, we need to vary your voice a little.
Yeah.
It was too
Well,
similar. Too
yeah.
many Dr. Notorious.
Exactly.
But
I downloaded, I even like
oh.
paid money to download like another like voice thing so I could have something else to change my voice with because I've like
Really? Can you
used
do that?
everything.
Did it work? I mean, does it work? Does it sound
Well,
different?
yeah, I mean I did. Did you listen to my Insomniac tarot reading?
I don't know. I was listening to your sex reading. That was actually not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
I was surprised. I thought maybe,
Wait, what
you
was
would
that? What's
be
that?
like funny.
This is Amazon. I've got your order of 70 C batteries and 100 D batteries.
Oh,
What was that?
God.
What was that? Do you need to get the door?
No.
Oh,
Although, throughout my life, I've only had really good orgasms with myself, so.
really?
Yeah, well, isn't that the way?
No.
I don't know. I mean,
Not for
it's not like it
everyone.
hasn't happened, just most of the
Not for
time.
everyone.
But I probably wanted it more than regular people, so.
I got a girl off with her ear one time.
What?
Yeah, honest to God, swear to God.
On her ear or to her
No,
ear?
I got her off just by, playing with her ear, with my tongue, with my teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she,
That's it?
yeah. I mean, it was after sex.
Oh, okay.
Like she had
Why,
already
she didn't
had
get
she
it during
well no
sex?
she had already had multiple orgasms.
Oh, okay. And she just wasn't ready to stop.
Well, we were just it was kind of like the
She must be
post.
very, very sexual.
I guess I don't know.
I mean, to do it that many times, I mean, I'll be lucky if I get it, twice in one thing. That actually amazed me when that happened before. That I, who's gonna, because usually after the first one, you're just kind of like weak and,
Not
kind of
me. Me, I'm ready to go for a second one, like almost immediately after.
not weak, but like it's oversensitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's not like it's
Well,
oversensitive
woman,
great, like it
yeah.
kind of hurts in a way.
Yeah, no, yeah, my wife's like that. Other partners I've been with in the past weren't like that, but my wife is like that.
But then, after a break,
TMI.
I'm sure, it's fine. It's fine. I think I did way too much of that anyway. My whole life is TMI.
That's true. So is mine
So,
with your
yeah.
podcaster.
Does she listen? Does she listen to your shows?
No. She doesn't get it at all. My mom stopped listening too. She told me that. My mom told me yesterday.
Why?
She's like, I stopped listening. I didn't get it.
Oh.
Your stepdad
What about your
listens.
wife? Why did she
Your, my,
stop?
my wife's like, I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it. I have all the jokes go over my head. I don't get the references.
Well, either do I all the time, but it's still funny sometimes, you.
It's still funny sometimes.
Well, yeah, when I don't get
Where's the
it's still
jokes,
funny.
Notorious? Where's the jokes? You call it the joke cast, and then I do like these long topics, like let me solve your problems, and then like I solve the problems of like a 17-year-old. Or I solve
Okay.
the problems of Lil Extreme.
Yeah, there you go. You're my anchor therapist.
Yeah.
There
Do
you
you want?
go.
I haven't done a tarot reading for you
Although, can we even do, can we even say anchor? Because there's all these other listeners now, so.
Well, the anchors are like broadcaster, our
Yeah,
host,
our
our
home, our
home, yeah,
beacon.
our beacon of hope, and then they allow other people into the ear
You make
stream
it sound so
ways.
privileged.
Exactly. You're privileged to listen to us. Well, if you were on Anchor, you could call in right now and be like, Dr. Notorious, you should ask Erica this and that.
I think I'm getting the impression I'm poison.
Why are you poison?
I don't know, to people.
I know I'm black
Like,
licorice, like
that girl is poison.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I had like a lot. I had a lot of
Like,
listeners over the last couple of days. Like last 2 days were really big, but I had a lot
that's
of
good. Hope
guests.
I
I had
helped a
a
little.
lot of guests on there. So,
I like adding to the equation.
well, you're Asian, so you have a lot of relatives. Are they like listening to it over and over
Ha
again for like $5 a
No,
listen?
none of my relatives
No,
listen.
that sucks.
No. I don't have, actually, I don't think anybody I know even really listens. Like, everybody I know is either from there or, actually one girl, but not really. I don't really tell anybody. It's kind of like my private space.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, you get it, right? It's
Yeah.
just,
Oh, God.
something
Yeah.
I'd rather just not be judged on or talked about or, have to explain or
I want,
blah.
I, yeah, I just don't care what other people think. I want to be famous. So I tell
Well,
everyone.
that,
I want everyone to
yeah, that
listen.
works.
So you want tarot reading? Do you want to delve?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, the white heart. I saw that real quick. It keeps darting in and out. I haven't been able to have it, but that is the white heart. So what's going on in your life that you have questions with? That'll help me decide what type of reading to do. While you're doing that, I'm going to
Maybe
shuffle the deck.
relationship or yeah,
Relationship?
that's
Okay.
good.
So I'm going to, okay. How deep do you want to delve into this?
As deep as you want.
Okay. Do you need just like a bur like a Do you need compatibility read? Do you feel like you need like a broken heart mended, or do you need to feel like your readiness for love?
Huh. I don't really know. What
Don't know.
am I doing?
What are you
How about
doing? Okay. Well,
that?
then let's just do the Celtic cross. So we'll just go deep. We'll do a deep dive into the psyche of Lil Extreme. So what am I doing? Specifically, I think with love, what are you doing with love? What are you doing with relationships? So I'm
Yeah, that's
right
good.
now I'm dividing my deck. I've got it in four piles that I'm putting them into. I'm shuffling to represent earth, wind, and fire, the four elements. So concentrate on the four elements and think about that question while I'm doing this.
Okay. Oh, right to fire. Sorry. I just can't stop thinking about
That's fine. That's fine. If you keep thinking about fire, but then remember there's the other elements and they're all important.
it. Yeah, I know.
But if you're feeling fire, that's important to have
I
that
am always
feeling.
feeling fire. That's
Yeah.
like my sign. I'm
Yeah.
fire.
What's your zodiac sign?
Leo.
Leo, okay. Well, I'm a Cancer, so I'm right next door to you.
Oh,
I should have been Leo. I should have been Leo, but I was born premature. But I am a Gryffindor, so I made up for it.
Oh, I'm like right in the middle, the 30th. So
okay.
So I'm kind of in, right in the middle of Leo. Sort
right in the middle. So you're in August. Okay.
Yeah, I used to get sad when I was in school and nobody would come to my birthdays because they were in the summer when school wasn't in session.
I found out recently that no one would come to my birthdays because my twin brother and I would fight so much. And like they would only want to invite one of us to their birthday parties, so they didn't want to come to our birthday parties, so they didn't have to invite us to their birthday parties.
Anyways. Oh, that's sad. Well, mine was just because either everybody was on vacation or, you know, it's not as easy to give out invitations when you're not in school.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it was just, you know, it just wasn't the greatest time to have a birthday because nobody was around.
No, that too. July.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's really away. Like, that's right in the middle of the vacation.
So. Okay. So your challenge is the Queen of Swords.
Okay.
I don't know why that's a challenge, but this is like the forces that are, you know, opposing you. So you have a strong, complex, immense, maybe
yeah,
a cold heart, sharp of mind, wit, independent, and then you have extremely great powers of organization and analysis.
Wait, so which is which?
Well, I mean, this is just kind of like, you know, these are the forces that are opposing you.
It's definitely complicated. Everything I do is complicated.
Well, I mean, these are the forces that are opposing you in your love life. So you are, and in my...
I don't think I would do anything if it wasn't
complicated. Well, exactly. It's weird because in my deck, it's, I use an Arthurian legend deck, and it's, the Queen of Swords is represented by Queen Morgase. And so it's okay. That's interesting because it, basically what could be holding you back in your love life is your wit, is your complex, your independent, you have great powers of organization, analysis, you're this great power. So it's like probably guys have a hard time standing next to you.
Understanding.
Or understanding. Yeah.
Well, that's funny because that's the same thing on, did you ever do that? That Myron Briggs test or the personality test.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I did that, and apparently my personality is very rare, like 2% or something. So I'm an extrovert, and I'm intuitive, and judgmental, and something else.
Okay, so next card. No, but keep going. I keep talking. Okay. So you're introvert. Well, like Queen Morgase.
No, extrovert.
Well, extrovert, yeah, like Queen Morgase. Do you know do you know Arthurian legend at all?
Not really. I mean, maybe, yeah. But no, not offhand.
Well, I
no.
mean, like in the true like Welsh sense, like Morgase was probably a powerful sorceress, but eventually she was turned into like the incestual sister that incest sex with Arthur. And it's long and complicated story, but anyways, it's that's an interesting thing to say. It's a challenge because if that card represents you as well, if that's like if that card represents you, then like you're the challenge. Like your challenge is your wit and your power, your internal power. Guys trying to stand up to you.
Yeah, I could see that kind of They, you know, but I don't see it in myself. You know, like when I talk to people, I don't see that as the way I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just me.
So then the next card I drew was the heart of the matter being the Knight of Cups. In my deck, that's Galahad. Galahad was like the perfect knight. The son of Lancelot.
Ah.
And so this is like the main issue about your love life. And it's odd that because this card is about being ruled by the heart and not the head. Like Shakespeare said.
Oh, yeah. I can see that, too. I don't really like thinking rationally.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, exactly. So it's like being
have a
ruled by the,
feeler.
exactly, being ruled by the heart, being invited into passion and romance easily, being taken down an inviting path easily. That's what this
I'm not
represents.
ashamed of that.
That's what this represents. So that's kind of, so you've got a couple, you've got two different forces at work here.
I'm so not ashamed of that. I follow my pleasure. Least I try. Not always the best choice, but.
So now we delve into your unconsciousness. So it's like, how do you like, what are you unconsciously feeling about it? And it's the King of Swords. It's weird. That's it's kind of the King of Swords in my deck is Mordred, who is the bastard son of
Oh, you tell me about him.
Morghese and Arthur. And it
Okay.
but it came out reverse. So in reverse,
Arthur, like King
yeah.
Arthur?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the person that brought Arthur and Camelot and the Round Table to an end with his
Huh.
jealousy and his hatred of himself.
Is that what's in there? Jealousy?
Well, unconsciously, Mordred, the King of Swords, does represent strength, but it represents authority and power being used to persuade and manipulate for your own ends.
Oh my God, that's funny. Wow.
And so, unconsciously, but unconsciously, don't we all have that desire? We can all be very selfish. I know I'm a very selfish
Well,
person,
yeah, of course.
consciously and
Some
unconsciously.
people try to hide it, not admit it, but.
Right. But unconsciously, in a lot of relationships, you're coming from a position of strength in a lot of situations, and unconsciously you are, you're selfishly taking
Oh,
advantage
I'm
of that.
very complicated. Unconsciously, I'm what?
You're,
I'm taking advantage of
yeah,
it?
you're kind of,
Or I'm
you're
taking
coming from a
advantage of?
position of strength, and so unconsciously your position of strength, your position of power allows you to manipulate people.
Is
Right.
manipulation. Huh. Well, as long as they enjoy being manipulated, is that a problem?
I guess
Well,
if they're sub, that's all good.
yeah, see, that would be good then, right?
Let's delve into the
But usually
past.
they're not, because then that wouldn't be a challenge.
I get this one a lot too. It's interesting that you get the Chariot.
Oh, why, what's that
Well,
one?
the Chariot is all about willpower and control and turning chaos into order.
Oh, control, like you having to control the call.
Right. So in the well, no, in the past, no, this is in your love life and your past,
I know, I'm
you've
just
had control. But
kidding.
yeah, I always seem to take control of the calls. I'm a natural leader. I can't help it.
Yeah, and I let you, it's fine. I don't mind, I'm easy. Not like that. Do not cut that.
Everything's easy.
So what, that's it? It's just controlling that one?
Well, it's like order from chaos. So you can take, in the past, you would take order from chaos. You would take,
Oh.
the Chariot is what was one of the more powerful war machines, but it was also extremely dangerous. Because
Got it.
you're putting your life in the hands of living creatures, horses. Well-trained war horses, yeah, but crazy fucking
Yeah, we're
animals.
all living creatures,
Yeah,
though.
so the thing about Chariot, the Chariot rider is though, the Chariot rider always rides with death. No one realizes that,
Oh,
but death
that's good.
always rides behind the Chariot rider.
I don't know. I've been hit twice and haven't. Well, I'm not even going to say
Right.
that. That's.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Protect you. I've got you
Breach my
protected with
wall.
the magic. Don't worry. You're protected with the mojo magic that protects me and my family. in this
Oh, good.
circle.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But yeah, the chariot is interesting. I like that card. But it's still in
Yeah, it
it's
sounds
yeah.
interesting. So, oh, yeah, so complicated, controlling, and chaotic.
No.
I like it.
So in your love life currently, it's the Two of Swords, which in the traditional tarot deck, it's a woman blindfolded with two crossed swords. In my deck, it's the Knight of Two Swords.
I like justice.
No, well, it's more like it's a crossroads. It's a decision. It's a moment in time that you have to make a difficult choice. Consciously, you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have a path. One path
Isn't that
is,
always the way?
yeah,
Jeez.
one path is going to be, but it's going to be a clear path. But there's no clear winner down whichever path you take.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay.
That's fucking life,
That
though. So,
was insightful. A little bit scary, but okay.
what? Or why? Okay, now you have to. Why? When you have an emotion like that, let me know because it'll help me read the rest of the card. So, why is it scary?
Well, I knew there was a decision. It makes me feel like it's closer than I anticipated.
Oh, now you see, I can't predict time with this, so you're perceiving
Yeah,
that.
but the fact that you're bringing it
Yeah.
up makes it seem like it's nearer to present than the future.
Right.
'Cause, I'm not like a kid, so I'm assuming, it's just if I was a teen, maybe, but it just seems like it would be something that was closer to, happening than not.
Right.
So if you didn't bring it up, then I might think, I had an infinite amount of time to think things
Yeah.
over and go over
When I
things,
did
but
pull the future, the forces that are you're driving towards, and it is the Ten of Cup reverse. So it's the it is kind of disillusion of joy. It is like disconnection from
yeah, like
friends
a
and
smack of
family.
reality. Like,
Your
wake up.
desire to be with your loved ones is failing in the future. So it's more like you desire to be alone, or you desire to be one way or another.
Chaotic.
I mean, you want to be at
I think
peace.
I'm
You want to
desiring
be
to
at
be chaotic.
peace. No, you want to be at peace because the chariot is about taking the chaos and bringing it to
Well,
peace,
yeah,
to
but peace with
rest.
what you want for
At your
once,
goal, yeah.
not with what
Right.
you're already just dealing with. Like you want to have, I want to have something that I am actually enjoying instead of just living. You know what I mean?
No, I understand completely.
Don't want to just live. I'm tired of living. I've been doing that for a long
And
time.
that's what I've been telling people too. It's like, well, I'm tired of my life, but I'm not tired of living. If this is living, what the fuck is the point of this?
Well, you have a choice to change that.
Exactly.
Everybody does, right? I mean, you can't say nobody does. I mean, there's no such thing as you can't do anything. I mean, you can, there's always a choice. You could be you it could take you to a bad place, but it's still a choice.
That's true.
Or you can continue living the mundane existence that you're not enjoying. Right?
That's like, yeah. Well, and that's like, yeah, it's funny you say that. That's why I'm like flabbergasted. I'm like that, because that's like the whole point of my show that I try to get across. I don't know how well I get across. I get sidetracked a lot.
Well, there you go.
But the,
I'm really insightful. I always think about a lot of things like
well,
that.
and the whole point of my show is like, you don't have to live in the real world. There is another world you can live in. It's called your imagination. It's called creativity. Create something. Create a reality.
Well, yeah, that's why I told you that I like to have, my podcast to myself. I don't want, I don't want real things just coming in and kind of ruining that illusion almost.
Right.
It's like a different world in a way. I mean, you're bringing your world into it, but it's still your control, of how much.
Okay.
You're basically creating yourself.
Exactly. That's why I created Dr. Notorious. He was a lot cooler than me, but I'm pretty cool. I'm so hip. I can't even see
Well, you
over my
seem pretty
legs.
cool anyway,
True.
so.
Dr. Notorious just became like a funnel to be cooler.
Well, isn't that the case? We're all looking for that different excitement kind of
Yeah.
experience.
So why do you feel trapped and victimized by your own thoughts and actions?
Huh. Where'd you get that
That's
from?
like that's from the next card, the Eight of Swords
Wow.
reversed. In my deck, it's
I thought you read it somewhere.
Guinevere at the stake.
I
It's
thought
actually,
maybe I
yeah.
said that or read it or wrote it or something. That's weird. Okay.
Well, in the Arthurian legend, in my deck, it's the big like Guinevere's tied to the stake, and Lancelot comes and saves her, and he actually kills a couple of really renowned knights when he does it too.
Well, I'm trapped in a creation of my own, so.
Yeah, but that's what that card represents, is you're trapped, you're caught, you're surrounded by thoughts of your own creation, like
Yeah, I've allowed myself to get there, so.
right. And that's how, that's like the what or the why, the why of this whole matter. The why is that, is why am I doing this? Because I'm trapped with these thoughts. Why do I have to go over this? Why are we here? Is because you're trapped by these thoughts.
Yeah, and I think I'm shaking up my entire world because I am doing something to change it and everybody notices, and I think I'm shaking up other people's lives by doing that.
And it's funny you say that because the next card is the environment. What is the climate? What's surrounding your current situation? And it's the Two of Pentacles, or in my deck, the Two of Shields, the Castle Pendragon. Life, and it basically is like life is a hurricane. When life throws you curves, you find it difficult to sometimes juggle all the curves at once. So, like, in order to deal with all these new events, are you neglecting the loved ones in your life because you're so busy dealing with all the curveballs?
No, I just think I'm just thinking of myself for once.
And is that the curve then?
Yeah, and it's not really conducive to other people's lives. Like, not really going to help them. I mean, it's basically going to force everyone else around me to redo everything as well.
Are you losing your motivation and willpower though?
No, I'm getting it back. That's the point.
So, but before then, the daily grind was getting you down.
Yeah, and everybody else seemed to be okay with
And
that.
now you're so excited, you have so many things you want to do, it's finding the right direction you want to go.
Oh yeah, but it's definitely noticed by the people that don't want things to change and don't want life to be shaken up, and it's just I just don't feel like I have a long time to really do things. So not like I mean, not like I'm dying tomorrow. I'm just saying like. I want to do things now. I'm tired of just sitting around and like wasting time when I have not been who I'm supposed to be for a long time.
You spent, and it's because the outcome of this whole thing is the Nine of Wands, the Nine of Spears and mine, the Wind Harps of War. So you've spent so much time pursuing what you believe to be right, draining yourself, it's been difficult, and you're reaching the point of exhaustion, but there is the ultimate goals right there, and it's within reach.
Yeah, and that's the exhaustion is from doing everything for everyone else to keep everyone else's lives in harmony.
Right.
And I'm done with that. The whole thing, it's really sad. Like it, not sad, but it's weird. It started with me coming back to Anchor and doing all this stuff and kind of, I don't know, kind of waking up almost
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me.
from who I was, from who I've always been. You know, it's like I forgot.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'm back in like high school again or something.
Yes, exactly. Exactly that. Like I feel exactly like I'm a teen. Like we have Stability talk about stories and stuff like that. But those are great to me. I mean,
Right, those are
that's
good memories, and you're creating good
Yes.
memories again. But it's like, where's the sacrifice? You know, it's like I need to be creating, you know, I feel guilty because like I need to be creating good memories with my wife and family. But at the same time, you know, there's a part of me that's like, but
But not sacrificing yourself at the same
right. But
time.
doing, you know, sometimes doing this, and let's say someone comes and says, hey, I want to offer you money and advertise or anything like that. All of a sudden, you know, it's bettering my family as well.
Well, yeah, of
And that's
course. I
like,
mean,
that's
you'll
a
be.
goal. It's a goal, which I'd like, but it's like, you know, I told my wife, like, you know,
Well, you kind of have to feel things
right.
out, right? And then
Right.
see where it
Well, I'm
goes.
going to start actually like just walking into places and being like, I want you to advertise on my, I like your style. I think you should advertise on my show. If you give me this much money, I will broadcast you to this many people. Here's my data.
Well, you know that my vacation is the first vacation I've been on alone in like 10 years,
Oh,
so.
you're going alone?
Well, yeah, well, with my girlfriend, with a
Oh,
friend of
okay.
mine, so. It's the first time I've been like really like, and I'm going to see another girlfriend. So it's kind of like almost like a high school thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I
Gonna put
haven't
on
done that in so
bikinis
long.
and hang out at the beach and
Of course, she lives on the beach.
talk to surfer boys.
She lives right on the beach, like
Hey,
exactly.
surfer boys.
That's why it's great. And
Oops, I dropped my beach
maybe,
ball. Could you pick that up for me?
people don't always want things to change, so.
Yeah. Does he listen to Notorious Jokecast if I put this up, or should I edit this part out?
No, he doesn't listen to anything. He's really, technically
Oh.
illiterate. So, kind of, he wouldn't even get on it if without me, so. That's why I feel like pretty safe there, like as far as electronics and social media go.
So how do you feel about the reading?
I liked it. It was insightful. It was good. It actually just helped justify things I've already been thinking, so.
Yeah. And that's really, I think a lot of people don't realize the point of tarot. It's not exactly reading the future. It's reading
Yeah.
yourself. It's either you're reading yourself in the cards, or if you're with someone performing tarot and reading the cards with you, they're helping you read yourself.
Yeah, it's like getting another opinion, I guess.
Right. And it's
In a
your
way.
own opinion. I mean, the cards are, I mean, I can tell you what the meaning of the cards mean in the deck, the stories that they tell,
Well, I love stuff
the
like that, so.
symbolism, you know, the symbolism that they have, because the, you know, the basis of all the cards come down to very powerful symbols that are ingrained into our genetic unconsciousness.
That's interesting. Now I have to do a podcast on my thoughts on that, on the whole personality card, stuff like that. That would be
Oh,
cool.
I'll have to take a picture of I hate this program though, because it doesn't want to give me all the spread, and you're not a tarot expert, so.
Oh, you could put it on IG. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'll try to take pictures and put your spread on. Send you the pictures,
That's
and
because
you can
that's
do
cool.
it.
I
Yeah.
like that. And I like that, we have this. If you're gonna, I don't know if you're gonna post it, but I like that we have this to kind of go along with it,
Yeah. No, I think it's cool.
So yeah, that was cool. But I might have to go because I have to go pick out clothes.
Clothes.
Yeah, and not as many. I was supposed to go shopping because I wanted to get new clothes for my trip, but I didn't. So now I have to
Oh,
pick
yeah.
out
Oh,
my
yeah.
own
You have to go
clothes.
vacation clothes shopping. Go get your fucking clothes.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed this. This was good.
I
Thank
totally
you.
understood that. So, Enjoy. Go shop.
Thank you so much.
Post pictures from the dressing room. No, don't do that.
Thank you. Let me know when you
You're
put it up
welcome.
or
I will.
whatever.
I'll tweet
All
it.
right.
I'll send it out to the whole
Thanks.
universe. Later.
Okay, take
Is
care.
all.
Bye.
Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.